hooking you up with hoops all month long. Live coverage of the NCAA tournament Thursday night at 7 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Well, day two is about to come to a close here in Surprise.
You guys excited? Golf season is upon us, man. You got the Players Championship this week.
I don't know.
The Masters in a few weeks.
All I'm thinking about right now is that this will forever be known as the Day of Kyoto Bowl.
Day of Coyote Bowl.
Kyoto Bowl.
How you feeling, Grego?
Hungry.
Starving.
Why?
I like it. Because of his trip to Kyoto Bowl.
Because I didn't eat that much at Coyote Bowl.
I'm full. I had a nice rice bowl with shrimp and broccoli.
So good.
My plastic fork.
Find me something to eat tonight.
Didn't snap off in a chicken like yours.
Right. Why didn't you just eat your pork, Greg?
It would have been better.
I didn't treat the employees with rudeness like you did, Mike.
I didn't either.
Yeah, you did.
You guys had to eat a loogie bowl.
Yeah.
From Kyoto Bowl.
Hey, that was an improvement.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's mix and mingle with Big Dick Hunter.
Hey, Hardline.
Hi there.
How's it going?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. Hey, what's up? Good. Glad to hear
you. Hey, Richard.
Hey. All right, so tonight at 9:30, a little bit later than usual, we'll talk to Brent Severin about that hit on Sergei Zubov that got Chris Simon suspended.
What hit was that?
There was a knee-to-knee collision that looked deliberate on the part of Chris Simon, so he's out for a couple of games, and Sergei's on the bench.
Yeah.
But at 8:10...
Ron Jeremy at 8:10.
Not so far off.
Peter North in Savannah at 8:10.
No, you're getting colder. At 8:10, I did...
Harry Reams and Peter Long at 8:10.
Is there a porn star named Peter Long?
No, there is not. Not that I'm aware of. All right, at 8:10, I did some research on this FCC stuff. You know, we've all been beaten down by this sufficiently now.
Right.
Would it surprise anyone to know that over the last 8 years, the five commissioners of the FCC have taken in excess of 2,500 trips that have been mostly paid for by the industries that they regulate, like radio companies?
So basically they're assessing these fines to... Oh, you think they've been bought off? Or the fines are paying for their trips to Honolulu.
No. They have done it to... Now, they changed this policy in February after the lid got blown off of this. But over the last 8 years, if you were a Viacom or a Clear Channel, you could send one of the five commissioners of the FCC to such exotic locales as Paris, Rio de Janeiro, or maybe one of 330 trips that they took to Las Vegas.
So why did they stop?
Because somebody exposed it. Representative Frank Wolf of Virginia, who oversees their budget, decided
he
had a problem with that.
Does this make you happy or upset? Because I could see you going one way or the other.
No,
it makes
I think
Grego hungry.
I think it's ridiculous. I mean, it's legal, but it smells to high heaven. And
sure.
I just think it's worth pointing out.
Well, don't you think that special interest groups and lobbyists, I mean, that's the exact same thing that goes on every day up on Capitol Hill.
I have a huge problem with that.
Interesting.
And don't forget at 9:30, Tiffany Towers and Pandora Peaks.
Man, that's some niche porn there. It tells me what your kink is.
Niche porn.
It is.
What's his kink? What does that mean?
What is their niche?
Those are the freakish, gigantic boob women. Like that have surgery that most plastic surgeons won't ethically perform.
You mean like cartoon boobs?
Right.
Huh.
You know where it says like triple T's or whatever?
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So they're like a cartoon, huh?
Right.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's Big Dick Hunter. He'll be coming up here in just a bit. Right now, it's time for the 2-minute drill.
Shut up, Donnie.
This is brought to you by...
Humans?
DeFreitas Collision Repair. Here's how we do it. You get 30 seconds. Or until we determine that your story's become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start whatever you have to say with a word. Start to piss me off more than Joe Lecce. Be ready to go when we come to you. during radio time. Don't ask us how we are and expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. Adhere to these six simple edicts, and this can go wherever you like. We ready?
Mm-hmm.
You're on the two-minute drill, Coach.
You're trying to piss me off more than Joe Leschi. Happy birthday to you, awful hairdo. He was Private Pizza, now Captain Doo-Doo.
You're on the two-minute drill, go.
That pissed me off more than Joe Leschi. All I want to say is anybody that has to do with hornfan.com is gay and Xavier by 10, buddy.
You're on the two-minute drill, go.
Guy pissed me off more than Joe Leschi. Greg likes to eat, so it just makes perfect sense that when he sits down for dunch, it's just sweet little Grego and a fence.
You're on the two-minute drill, go.
What?
Scott pissed me off more than Joe Leschi. I think that the FCC is afraid of Virginia's wolves.
You're on the two-minute drill, go.
Pissed me off more than Joe Leschi. Grego, I need to get some of your juicy juice.
You're on the two-minute drill, go.
You guys pissed me off more than Joe Leschi. You sure the name of that place wasn't Peyote Bowl?
You're on the two-minute drill. You got the last word. Go.
You guys pissed me off more than Joe Leschi.
Well, I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anybody, but we're done. Thanks to Donnie Baseball, twisting and tweaking out here. Thanks to Kevin Scott. Psycho Dave, Barb Smith, Justin Neely, Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit. Thank you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Now stay tuned. The top 10 comes up next, followed by Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus. We're back tomorrow at 3 with another edition of The Hard Line, live from Ranger Spring Training in Surprise.
Turn your head to the left, look lovingly behind your shoulder, and
till then, you guys stay hard, keep jamming, and we'll see you.
Yeah.